Numbers chapter 30. Then Moses spoke to the heads of the tribes of Israel. This is what the Lord has commanded. When a man makes a vow to the Lord, or takes a vow to bind himself with a pledge, he must not break his word. He must do exactly what his mouth promised. If a young woman living in her father's house makes a vow to the Lord, and binds herself with a pledge, and her father hears her vow, and her pledge by which she has bound herself, and her father says nothing to her, then all her vows will stand, and any pledge by which she had bound herself shall stand. But if her father forbids it on the day he heard it, then none of her vows or pledge by which she has bound herself will stand, and the Lord will forgive her, because her father forbid her. If she marries a husband, while her vows are on her, or her lips uttered any impulsive pledge by which she has bound herself, and her husband hears about it, but says nothing to her in the day he hears it, then her vows will stand, and her pledges by which she has bound herself will stand. But if her husband forbids her in the day he hears it, then he will nullify her vow she has taken, or the impulsive pledge of her lips by which she has bound herself, and the Lord will forgive her. But the vow of a woman who is a widow or divorced, which has bound herself, will remain binding on her. If she made a vow in her husband's house, or bound herself with a pledge under an oath, and her husband heard it, but said nothing to her, and did not forbid her, then all her vows will stand, and every pledge by which she has bound herself will stand. But if her husband nullifies them when he hears them, then whatever proceeded out of her lips concerning her vows, or concerning the pledge of herself, will not stand. Her husband has nullified them, and the Lord will forgive her. Any vow and binding oath to afflict herself, her husband may confirm or nullify it. If her husband says nothing to her from day to day, then he so confirms all her vows and all her pledges she is bound with. He has confirmed them because he said nothing to her when he initially heard them. But if he nullifies them only some time after he has heard them, then he will bear her guilt. These are the regulations that the Lord commanded Moses, between a man and his wife, between a father and his daughter, while she is young, still living in her father's house.